Okay, so last week we saw this concept we've been dealing with for a while now, the difference between Leil Shabbos, Yom Shabbos. So we said, even though the whole of Shabbos is one big Ru'iyah, there's a clarity on Shabbos, all of Shabbos is day, essentially. But we said there's different levels, there's different bechinas of what's called Ru'iyah. So that in the world of Shabbos, which is cooler light, there's more light and less light. So on Leil Shabbos, there's less light, there's less clarity. And on Yom HaShabbos, that's when there's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, that's when it's completely Aspakale Meira. We also saw that Leil Shabbos, we say Vayechulu. Vayechulu is only, you can only say, it's Eidus, that you can only during the day. Yet we see we do it on Friday night. So there is Avada. The whole of Shabbos is one big light. But within that light, there's different degrees of light, there's different degrees of Kedusha. So in Kuf Samach Aleph, he carries on. He says, V'chein shteya tfilas harishonim nechlokois al derech zeh. The two tfilas we daven, Friday night and Shabbos morning, are also mechalek into these different zmanim. Ataki dashta. V'yismach Moshe. Ataki Dashta is the first one. V'yismach Moshe is what we say Shabbos morning. V'hu b'svarim perushom she'sholosh ha'tfila shebo heima k'seda nesuin. These three tfilas are parallel or aligned with the three stages of marriage. Mitchila kiddushin, ataki dashta. V'acha kach simcha, yismach Moshe. Marriage starts with Kiddushin. That's Ataki Dashta. Then it becomes Yismach Moshe. That's the marriage. That's the Simcha. What's the Tachlis of all of this? That's Echod. That's Ata Echod. That's Mincha. Vinaya Kiddushin Arisin Heishas Krisis Habris Ben Shneim. Kiddushin is the beginning of that entering into a covenant between the two people. Aval adayin pnei hakala muchosit. The kala's face is still covered. Under the chuppah, we have kiddushin, the way we do it today, bonagir. And she's still covered. Vein kan adayin simcha v'chibas chuppah. You don't have the simcha and the chib of the chuppah yet. V'cheinu b'leil ha-shabbos, shel yedei biru chidush ha-olam, kol ha-olam knui lo yisparach. As Shabbos comes in, we have that gilui of Chiddush HaOlam, that the whole world belongs to Hashem, as we've mentioned many times here. Chiddush HaOlam means there was nothing before and there's going to be nothing after. It's all Kulu Hashem, Koine HaKoil. Chiras Am Yisrael Bris Ava Al Kach. And on that realization, that understanding of Chiddush HaOlam, Klal Yisrael enters into a covenant of Ava with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos, when there's Gilu Shechina, it's Kiviyochel, like the Chala has taken off the veil. And now she's completely revealed. That's what, Zman HaSimcha. Because now you're into the full strength of the Gilu Or, of the what's called Nisuin. Uman Niflema, she'asimcha shel Shabbos nikras al Shem Moshe. So now, interesting observation. If what we've said is correct, then what's Yismach Moshe? And the Makesh Shabbos, there's a simcha of Shabbos, of that stage of Nisuin, the Yismach Moshe, Makesh Moshe. He says it's Nifla. The Kol HaShabbos Kulu Nikras Chelkoi Shel Moshe. Shabbos is called the Chelek of Moshe. Ramu Chazal, the Torah brings us down, Shemoshech Moshe Chidish Yisah Shabbos Ma'atzmoi. The two speaking. It's not the Zohar. It's the two speaking. What does it mean? Moshe was mechadis Shabbos on his own. The Mitzrayim shebikash miparo letet Yisrael es yoyim hashvi lemenucha. Moshe was the one that got Paro to agree to give Klal Yisrael yom hashvi lemenucha. He explained it to Paro in Paro's language, but we understood what he wanted. He told Paro, you want the slaves to work hard, you've got to give them a day's rest. If I understand, they'll work much better. You give them a talk. But Moshe was going off the Shabbos. He wasn't going off the what Paro thought is Menucha. He was looking for Shabbos. Shabbos, he mamash in Yonah shel Moshe Rabbeinu dafka, we had inyan boikre shel Shabbos. That's because the whole Indian of Shabbos is Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's see where Moshe fits in. Shabbos before that something to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It started by Maaseh Bereishis. They telling me no. Shabbos is the whole of Shabbos. All Indian of Shabbos is Mamash Moshe. Dafka. So let's try and understand where that fits in. Ike Indian Yevuas Moshe. ומהו נבדל מכל הנביאים, כמו שנאמר בעניין יציאת מצרים, לא על ידי מלאך ולא על ידי שורף ולא על ידי שליח, אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא בכבודו ובעצמו. Moshe Rabbeinu is different from all the other נביאים, and that which it says by יציאת מצרים, that Hashem came not via an angel and not a seraph and not a שליח, אלא him בכבודו ובעצמו. יציאת מצרים was הקדוש ברוך הוא בכבודו ובעצמו. וכאשר says in the Pasuk in Bamidbo, V'yishlach malach v'yitzianu mim Mitzrayim. You just told me, it's me, myself, Hashem says. No malach, no sorof, no shliach. The Pasuk says, Hashem sent a malach to take you out of Mitzrayim. You want a bigger stira than that? That's a problem. V'atirut, malach desiv sham, hanu Moshe Rabbeinu. The malach that it's talking about there is Moshe Rabbeinu in a few places. V'kriyas Yamsuf also. It says the malach went mi achorehem. We mentioned yesterday that Moshe Rabbeinu went into the yam last. You see that from the pasuk, because the pasuk says malach mi achorehem. There was a malach went behind them. I said that was Moshe Rabbeinu. He went into the sea behind everybody else. The malach Moshe is often referred to as malach. The Moshe Rabbeinu shchina medavre b'toch groina. Moshe Rabbeinu was a cheftz of shchina. The shchina spoke out of his mouth. The Loshan they use, the Loshan uses all the other Nevi'im had Nevu'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nevu'ah. Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Kvod B'Atzmo. The Shchina Medabed Tuch Groino. He was the Nevu'ah, whatever those words mean. But he was totally attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemoshe Machmas and Avunoise Zoch the Madrege Benovur Uledvecus, Shemetias Atzmai, Loya Isi Chitzes Bafanis Barach, Bequeda Batzmai. There was no Mechitza, that's ultimately the mid of Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu was ultimately supposed to be Mashiach. But that's the mid of Mashiach. Lesle Migami Klum. We mentioned that many times. Shabbos is Lesle Migami Klum. Malchus is Lesle Migami Klum. Nothing of its own. There's no Mechitza between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, not yourself. That was Chizkiyahu HaMelech's problem, by the way. Chizkiyahu HaMelech's problem was he was supposed to be Mashiach. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. The reason why not? Why did he go to sleep? When in the Yalkut there, when Sancheirav came, so Chizkiyahu says, I can't pursue my enemy, I can't destroy my enemy, I can't even daven. He goes to sleep. Daven, what's wrong with davening? Because Chizkiyahu understands that Mashiach has to be less lemigami klum. If he has a molecule of a havamina that somehow his tefillah did anything, so for you and me, that's gewaldic. You go daven, don't go to sleep. So you think you did something, nishkefelach. Aval Mashiach can't have anything of his own. Chizkiyahu was worried that he wouldn't be able to do that. Therefore, it's better not to do anything because that's the ikakim of Les Lemigami Klum. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a novi. He's so great that there's no mechitza between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's no him outside of Hashem. Dezeh mehus nevuas Moshe. Shederach Moshe niten dvar Hashem nisrael ba'echus shel b'kvedu ba'atzmai. And that's the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is not Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is a gilu, the shleimus of a Kodesh Baruch in the world. But Torah's Moshe. The Torah's Moshe is what? Moshe wrote the Torah, Chas v'chalila. The Kodesh Baruch's Torah via Moshe. Okay, a Torah nitne rak derech Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah could only be given derech Moshe. Sheze etzem uhusa Torah, etzem dibur v'tzana shel Hashem isparach. What is the Torah? It's Hashem, b'kvod b'atzmo. How do you megala that through a human being in this world? Only Moshe. Because Moshe doesn't detract one iota of the kutcha brichu of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't interfere. He's just the conduit for the Torah to come into the world. How can he be that conduit? Because he has nothing of his own. Doesn't mean he's a nobody. He's an everybody. But in that everybody, he becomes totally anova, and all you see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Torah, that's the Rotzon Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu is megadet that Rotzon Hashem in the world, but it's kulu Rotzon Hashem without his interference. You see Hashem clearly. There's two aspects to the Aspeklaria Meira. The Aspeklaria Meira was that Moshe Rabbeinu saw crystal clear with no mechitzas, no filters, with nothing filtering out the light. He saw everything clearly. It wasn't in allegories and poetry and different ways that the other Nevi'im saw. He saw clarity, he saw reality the way it was. But there's another aspect of it. Moshe Rabbeinu in turn became our Aspeklaria Meira. Lirot Darche is Torah Hashem. Via Moshe, we see Darche Hashem. We see Darche HaTorah. Alidei Moshe Avdecho Mipi Kvoidecho. It comes via Moshe, but he doesn't interfere. What you see in Torah Moshe is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, without any interference from Moshe. So it's Aspeklaria Meira both ways. He sees Aspeklaria Meira, and he reveals to us Aspeklaria Meira. When we look at the Torah, we see without filters. We see a Kodesh Baruch Hu Rotson clearly, not a bit of admixture of Moshe Rabbeinu's own sort of vision. It's kula Kodesh Baruch Hu. Masha Shemi Moshe Reze Mit Mekvedis Baruch. When you hear Moshe talking, there's no Moshe. You hear the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then says Shabbos Kodesh He Mamish Inyan Nevuas Moshe. Comes out that Shabbos is Mamish Nevuas Moshe. B'miyuchad Boike Yoyim Shabbos Hu Keneged Shabbos Matan Torah. Remember we said that the three Shabbosim, Olamim, were connected the three tefillahs of Shabbos. The tefillah of the Bokeh is connected Shabbos Matan Torah. Yismach Moshe v'bat Neschelkei. Why is that so appropriate to Moshe? Because he is the Iker Gilo of Torah, which is what's happening on Shabbos morning. And it's him that's Megala Shabbos in the world, because the Gilo of Shabbos in the world is that there is nothing else other than Hashem. But there's Torah's Moshe. Torah's Moshe doesn't detract from Hashem one drop, because Moshe is less lamigami miklum. He sees and reveals by Aspeklaria Meira on both sides. There's nifle v'noira. Mamash beautiful. Okay, not easy subject to absorb, but it sinks in. The other words, it sinks in. It sinks in. Vav v'nei kedushas yom Shabbos nikra b'piu ta'aria kodesh atika kedisha. In Kabbalistic terminology, the Arizal uses there, he calls the piyut that Arizal wrote, he calls Shabbos Atika Kedisha, the ancient holy one, they translated, I think, in the art scroll. Atika Kedisha. What does that mean? V'miskeret b'posuk b'Daniel v'nikras kain machmas shenatek ulamale mikola tfisa. It's from a posuk in Daniel, and it's called that because Hashem is completely detached and above any understanding. We should have realized by now that the only thing we can understand about Hashem is that we don't understand anything. Can't understand anything about Hashem. He's way beyond any tvisa. So that's Atika Kedisha. He's Menutak and Lamala Mikol Tvisa. Amnam. Im Netzim Mikol Mokal Adim Mahi Eiches Habrocha Vakadusha Shel Atika Kedisha. However, if we still want after that to be Magdir, to try and clarify, to try and have some definition of what's this quality of the brocha of a kedusha shel atika kedisha, which is zoichim lo b'Shabbos kodesh, because we zoichet to that brocha on Shabbos. As they kosu behem shech haposuk sham levoishia keteleg chiur lavon kesheleg. Let's see what this means. Hamuvan b'moshal levush haynu midoisav yisbarach. The understanding of the word levush, when you talk about levush, we talk about the midas of Hashem. Vain ketelek chiyur, haynu chesodim v'rachamim gemurim, v'lo taruvas din klal. The midas of Hashem are kulu 100% chesed v'rachamim, gemurim, without any admixture of din at all. V'goloshen chalal al-Shabbos Kodesh, v'kol dini mis'abrim mino. On Shabbos, Chazal tell us, all the dinim are set aside. There's no dinim on Shabbos. V'alavush v'hamidas haniskorim כאן הם שלוש עשור מידס הרחמים. The levush, what we call levush, the clothing that we're referring to here, are the 13 midas of rachamim. 13 midas of rachamim. V'nevah lama levush hu moshel al habidois. What's levush got to do with the midas? Hashem's got 13 midas of rachamim. Bosadu, yesh lo 13 midas of rachamim. Why is it called levush? Why is it called a levush? To us means clothing, a beged, a covering. What's that got to do with it? Let's try to understand. V'nei bo'olameinu, ha-mohus ha-mitis shel Adam, haim midoisov. In this world, the essence of a person, what a person is, are his midas. Moshe lo Adam sheshoyo, haim makira ta esploini. Toima ma'atalim ma'ahu. I want to know about another person. He tells me, tell me about this guy. You know, Yankel, tell me about you. Higdile et mohusoy. The fine is, people find you when they find for Shiduchim. I want to know, tell me about this person. Tell me his essence. Tell me who he is. Im yoyma gavua kach, tsevei naat kach. You tell me, yeah, well, he's 6'2", and he's got blue eyes, and he's got a nose like this, and he's got lips like that. Hara ein ze hagdora al mohusa klal. You haven't told me anything about this person, about his essence, who he really is. You've told me what he looks like, whatever. It's important, not saying not, but you haven't told me about the person. Oh, he's a big Baal Chesed. Rachaman, who has mercy. He's an anger addict. It's only the midas that tells you who the person really is. I want to know, who's this person? You tell me, he's this, he's that, he's that. Lovely. Who is he really? He's midas. He's a kind person. He's a loving person. He's an angry person. He's a patient person. He's a wise person. The patient person, that's what defines who the person is. That's what I want to know. You know, Kasher Reim Adam, Reitzim Ladas Es Mehuso, Apnimius, Mibli Ladabri Tola Kirin. Let's say you meet somebody and you don't know who he really is without talking to him, without getting to know him. You don't have time for that. Hechini Keretz Mibachutz Mehuso Apnimius. How do you know by looking at the person outside what's going on inside? Mehabagodim Shuhuloivesh. By the way he dresses. By the way he dresses, that sounds terribly superficial. Yeah, that's what do you mean? The way he dresses, you don't judge a book by its cover. Remember, by the way, this doesn't apply today. If he's wearing a rabbinical cloak, whatever, he's wearing the hat of the rabbi, whatever, then my story is he's a Talmud Chochem. Vimu Amar Aretz, Vimu Nikazem, Miyad Al Begodov. He's an Amar Aretz, he's standing there with sandals and short pants and whatever. Then you know, my story is an Amar Aretz. Vim Shefelu, Velistim, Gamzei Nikabetsurus Levushoi. Today, by the way, that doesn't apply. That's all been Mibul Baal. That's part of the bilbul of this generation. Rabbi Lasher once said, he said it used to be that a frock with two buttons, it used to be ages that the guy was a Talmud Chochem. Today he says it's very Shvacha Eidus. The frock today is very Shvacha Eidus that the person's a Talmud Chochem. Could be is, you don't, but you don't know. Today, the whole Musag of Levush is Mibul Baal. The Boba dresses like a teenager, the teenager's trying to look like a Boba. The whole world is completely Mibul Baal. Levush is a big sugya. It's a big chunk of Purim. The chet of Adam Arishon, the whole sugya of Levush, of today, it's completely, the whole sugya is Mubal. We don't have that covered anymore. Used to be the prime minister of a country, used to wear a suit, used to wear a tie, used to look mukhubadik. Today, the prime minister wears a t-shirt. He goes around looking like he's one of the guys. Levush doesn't tell us anything. Someone's dressed like a melech today, he's a museum piece. No, all kind of dressed with a crown and velvet robes and whatever. In England, they do it, but that's museum stuff. That's not reality. That's a big problem that we have in the world today. Is this whole sugi of levush has become completely mubulbald. But the sugi is a sugi. We understand the principles here. But him says shalus magder esapnim haynu amidas. In the marshal, at least where the marshal does work and when it did work, in the time where people dressed according to their status, so. The levush would magdir what's going on inside, meaning the midas. V'ayinu ha'adiksiv b'moshel shel Hashem Yisbarach levushia midoysav. Ketelek chivir. Levainim, That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu is defined by what he wears. His midas, it's like white snow. Clear white snow. It means rachamim v'chesodim gemurim. V'hamidas hanirmozois b'posuk hen sholosh asara midas harachamim. Shem kel rachum v'chanun erech apayim. Those are the midas, those are the 13 midas of rachamim. Shem chesodim gedoilim. Enormous, enormous chesodim. V'hem mitgalot bo'ilam be'ike v'rosh Hashanah v'asaris yimei tshuva v'yom ha-kippurim. If you want to connect the Iker with those midas, the Iker time is Rosh Hashanah, Saris Yimei Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim, from Slichus already. Kedei lichyot oylam umelo lechape al avoynes Yisrael. Those midas arachamim are needed. They come to give life to the world, to be mechape on the avoynes of Klal Yisrael. V'chein b'Shabbos Kodesh, yesh shefer shel midas arachamim bo'ilam. On Shabbos, you have this giloy, this shefer of the midas of rachamim in the world. As we said before, Shabbos is some kind of an Olam Haba, not some kind of, it's stepping into Olam Haba at a certain level. And Olam Haba is only Chesed V'Rachamim, there's nothing else there. What else is there in Olam Haba other than Kulu Toiv, Yoim Shekulu Toiv? So that's exactly what Shabbos is. It's the most powerful revelation, Giloi, of the Midas of Rachamim in the world, because there is nothing else on Shabbos other than Chesed V'Rachamim. Chesed v'rachamim, bli yeshir v'erech, infinite. Okay, now for Pishu Posuk, v'anisa filosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzoin, nidrash b'ikal mincha shel Shabbos, that tefila that we said mincha, v'anisa filosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzoin, we dafka say ba mincha, v'arash Shabbos kuluhu eis rotzon noira. The truth of the matter is the whole of Shabbos is one awesome eis rotzon. V'edaini l'afik rotzon meis Hashem l'kol misholoseinu l'toivo. And it's a time where you can access the Rotzon Hashem, that all our requests will be answered l'toiva. Because it's a day, it's kulu kulu rachamim. There's no dinim at all. Nifle v'noira, maze Shabbos. Shabbos is yud gimel midas. To tell you an interesting kasha you should have. We've mentioned this before maybe. If you look at the yud gimel midas, kel rachum erech apayim v'rav chesed ve'emes. MS is Midas Adin, no? Well, what's MS doing in the middle of Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim? MS is Din. You just tell me, yes, 13 meters of Rachamim. And what are those meters? Is Din. How did MS get in there? So the Pshat is that even Din is a revelation of the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If all you have is chesed and an outpouring of chesed without gvulot, without limitations, that's not chesed anymore. That's not rachamim anymore. If it just rains and rains and rains and rains and never stops, rain is chesed. Rain comes from chesed. You want to make a flood? So what do? Remove the chesed? No, then it'll get dry. If you want to make a flood, you have to move the din, you have to move the gvura. Then it's just a flood. The din, the emes, is what allows the rain to be filled with brocha. So it's kulu chesed. Yitzchak is din. Because with Avram Avinu's kulu chesed, you land up with Yishmael. It's just outpouring, outpouring, outpouring. The flip side of chesed is Arias, Chazal tell us. If you don't have a Yitzchak to be magbil the chesed, then the chesed runs right. It's not chesed anymore. Just give your kid whatever he wants, whenever he wants. You just give, give, give. You're destroying the child. But it's chesed, it's rachamim. No. Rachamim needs the gvulot. It needs to know when not. It needs to know when to hold back, the correct measure. So din, the emes, is also a function of rachamim. Din and of itself doesn't exist. There's no such thing by Kodesh Baruch Hu of din for din's sake. Din only comes as a equalizer to chesed and rachamim. So you can have tiferes. You can have the ultimate expression of chesed. A piece of wood that's just an infinite long piece of wood, you can never do anything with it. If you cut it into a certain length, you bring it into your house, you've got a nice table. That's din, that's emes. So that's also a function of the rachamim. Important to remember that. Okay. Let's start at least shalosh sudas. Sudas shlishis. Okay, so that was the Arizal's Atika Kedisha. Now let's have a look and see what's called Zer Anpin. Suda Shlishis is called Zer Anpin. Gam kan muven she'inyan hu misisrei chochmas hakabola hanelemes matanu When you start talking about things like Zer Anpin and Kedisha Atika, we're dealing with Kabbalistic concepts here, which obviously we have very little understanding of. As he does very often, he knew Kabbalah very well. He knew exactly what he was saying. And he's able to take these deep concepts and put them into language we can understand. And he always says, we can't understand it, but let's try and understand it from our distance from where we are. Mentioned that the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his high mitroimim and midas, manifest and reflect in this world on Shabbos. Midas atik yoimin shu chesodim gemurim noir vaspeklarim yilot shel kabbalas pnei shechina. There's this thing called Atik Yoimim, ancient days, which is the total chesed and the Asperklai Ma'ira of the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. When does that come about? When there's a bittel of the Olam. Like by Matan Torah, there was a bittel of the Olam. Nothing moved. The whole world came to a standstill. Now there's a gilo of Anoichi. Now you can Yara Anoichi. When the world stands still, Mamele Yara Anoichi. On Shabbos, there's a total bittel of the world. So what Mamele comes into the world are those chesodim gemurim elyoinim. That's what comes into the world. So now the MS of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now revealed in the world because there's nothing interfering anymore. Means it's always there. There's just boundaries. There's mechitzes. On Shabbos, the mechitzes go away and you see reality the way it really is. The name in Kansha, Kol Ma'us Kedushas HaShabbos Miyuchedes Hi L'Yoyim HaShvi'i Greida. The entire essence of Kedushas HaShabbos is obviously unique to Yom HaShvi'i. Sh'rak Po'es Yom Shebo Olam HaMoloi Shoivus Mizbatel Efshe L'Lagot Midas Shehei Ma'ale Ma'ale M'Mitzias Olam. Because it's only on the day where the world is Shoivus and Mitbatel, where the world comes to cessation, there you can reveal the midas which are way, way, way above the metzias of this oila. That's the ma'ein olam haba. Aval miyad keshechoyz oilam lemeichol, ein zeichiv rishim kedusha Shabbos. When Shabbos goes out, now you're not in olam haba anymore. Now you're back in olam hazeh. There's nothing left of that. There's nothing left of the Shabbos because you're not there anymore. And lo nishar klum. Lo zeicher. The Shiriyai Mikudusha Shabbos. There's no memory and there's no leftovers. Vada Sha'en Zu Amatara Klal. That's obviously not the goal. Shanim Tzim Ken Kudusha Shabbos Bo Elam Hazeh Hi Be'etzim Shelo Bezmanoi V'Shelo Bimkoimoi. Ela Vada Sha'ika Tachlis Hi Shekol Sheishis Yamim Yizbochu Mia Shabbos. Obviously, we want the whole 6 days coming to be blessed from Shabbos. Hi Mekor HaBrocha. We don't want Shabbos to end, and that's it. There's no zeicher, there's no mitzvah, there's nothing left. You went on Olam Haba, now you left Olam Haba, you went on holiday. You came back from holiday, 1 day later, you don't have a memory of the holiday's over, lo nishar klum. And you feel like you need a holiday from the holiday. That's not what we want from Shabbos. We want Shabbos to go with us further into the world. We're gonna have to define a lot of terms here. I think let's stop here. We'll start again with Hashem next week from the beginning of this Suda Shlishis, yeah? Because we've got a lot of definitions and a lot of technical difficult stuff to crawl through before we see the wondrousness of this. In the meantime, be Ikaron next Friday, I'm good. If that's okay with you. If there's any problems or I'm not going to be available or you're not available or whatever, just let us know. But in the meantime, next week should be Bezrat Hashem. All good.
Excellent.
Have a good fast, a meaningful fast.
Amen. Okay, good Shabbos. Thank you.